Welcome to the Fundamental Entrepreneur Podcast, where entrepreneurs can come to be educated, enlightened, and empowered for success in their business pursuits. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Fundamental Entrepreneur. Today, we are joined by Dr. Dushya, and I'm sure that most people probably don't pronounce that right, so hopefully I didn't butcher it too much, but Dr. Dushya is a top energy healer in Boston, Massachusetts. She's a spiritual life coach and mentor who supports entrepreneurs by helping them rediscover who they truly are so that they can find their passion and show up authentically and confident, allowing them to increase their revenue. Dr. Dushya uses her Reiki and shamanic healing background combined with her multicultural upbringing to help her clients understand how to appropriately approach potential clients for the win. So welcome, Dr. Dushya. We're so glad you're here with us today.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Yes. So, we like to always kind of start out with giving you the opportunity to share kind of your 3-minute summary of your business, kind of what you offer, how long you've been in business, what markets you serve. And so we'll let you kind of take that for a minute.
Thank you. All right. So I, as you mentioned, I'm a spiritual life coach and mentor, and I work right now mostly with female entrepreneurs. Everybody's welcome though. And what I do is I help entrepreneurs, I do a lot of deep inner child healing with them. And what that entails is I offer 4 sessions where it's a combination of Reiki, angel healing, ancestor healing, and the whole shebang. And what I do is I offer them during the deep inner child healing sessions is I help them to rediscover their true self, their intuition, because I know this for myself in my past, and I know it's for other people, that when we grow up, we have this what we call gut feeling or intuition, but we always hear whenever we are experiencing something as children, there's always somebody says, don't be ridiculous. We tend to hear that, and then we just ignore that gut feeling, quote unquote. And so I went through that myself as a child, and I was able to heal that part of me. And now I'm able to use my intuition to guide other entrepreneurs during sessions. And I want to help entrepreneurs as well, because you need your gut feeling when you're working with clients, when you're developing your business, you need that. You have to be able to say to yourself even, okay, this is not working. Or, you can have doubts, but it's more about, no, this is not working. I know what I need to improve here. And I want them to feel empowered so they can do that. And I've been in this business. I started out with Reiki first in 2014. And I've been just rebranding. I've been just expanding and doing more and more because I just followed the theme of my clients. And I just realized that using Reiki, and never mind that I also have my multicultural background, as you mentioned, I was raised multicultural. So I'm familiar with people from different countries, how they perceive different situations. And I know there's some things, for example, we are in the US, or I'm at least in the US, and we have a different mindset to certain situation than people from other countries. Doesn't mean whether it's France or Eastern Europe or whatever. And I grew up with people from different countries, and I was able to observe and see. And I was taught consciously and subconsciously what's appropriate and not appropriate. And so when I talk to a client, for example, one-on-one, and they're having issues that we usually talk about openly, I know it's okay. This person is, for example, from India. They have a different perspective on this. And so I listen to them and I say, okay, I think what you're talking about is X, Y, and Z. And say, yes, exactly. And so, okay, let's work on this. And so I just give them a new insight about how they can how they can improve the situation, what they can do on their end. And it's always been a high experience. I learn about their country, their culture, and they're learning about like, oh, this is how you can do it. Yes, it's, yeah. And I just always tell them it's okay. And I just help them see, okay, what is your, what do you feel is okay? And so I just help them with that. And it's just always a beautiful experience. It's like a beautiful energy exchange every time.
I love that. So interesting what you do. So tell me, like, from your perspective, how do you see that this kind of shift in your clients, how do you see it impacting their lives?
My goodness, I have different examples. I had a client who was actually Hindu. I started working with her last year. I haven't worked with her and I haven't seen her even since 6 months because she's had her own life ever since. But she was struggling, for example, in her marriage. And so I'm living in Massachusetts and she lives in a different state. But she came here with her husband, 10 years ago, and she was struggling. And so I said, okay, this is what I see is happening in your relationship. And I was able to coach her, and now I mean, she needs a lot of Reiki because of her relationship issue. And after just after 2 sessions of Reiki, her marriage was able to improve and she is feeling empowered and she was able to find friends who understand her and are able to help her and guide her. And honestly, I have not even heard her even say, I don't know what to do. I cannot remember the last time she said that to me, which is beautiful. That was just one example. My goodness, I could go on. I don't have like a list, but it's just so many experiences I have with different clients who are in different countries, whether they're here or even people when I work with Australia, the same thing. I just learned, okay, you're from this country and this is how it's in Australia. Okay, let's see what's the difference. And then I help them. And I just give them insights. Well, okay, this is what I'm seeing. And they're like, I didn't think of that. Like every time it happens. And just seeing their life improve and their relationships improve and them blossoming, it's just beautiful. Or in even them expanding their business and realizing, okay, this is where I have to set boundaries, this is not okay. And so they learn, and sometimes I just listen to them and they just want me to listen. I say, okay, this is what I'm hearing. And just this exchange is helping them to realize, okay, this person when I was working, this was toxic, this is not okay. Okay, I'm gonna let this person go and I'm gonna look for another client. And the money comes in immediately. I'm always in awe of these experiences.
Well, that's amazing. And so along this journey, you had mentioned something that it was kind of your own process of healing. Mm-hmm. So tell me, what motivated you to start this journey as an entrepreneur in the process of your own healing?
So in 2014, I have to say it started in 2014 because my mother, that was the year when my mother passed away. And before her passing, I did not know about energy healing. I tried on her and it helped her feel better. And afterwards, I met people who I was in sync with. That's the best way I can describe it. Like they were doing Reiki, they did intuitive healing. And I didn't know that I was one of them, quote unquote. I just thought I have to get to know these people. And later on, I discovered the Modern Mystery School where I learned Reiki. And it's like the world opened to me. I realized this is who I am. This is what my life is. Like my life finally has meaning. I found answers to questions I've had my entire life. And I did not even think about using my medical knowledge, my medical background, because I was in the medical field then. And later, when I started doing Reiki, I started just doing like on a volunteer basis Reiki. And I was just blown away when I was working with other, when I was volunteering to Reiki on someone, and they were just in awe of the experience afterward. They just felt refreshed. They felt their mind was clear. They had relief from their health issues. And I realized, wait a minute, I'm in medical field. I understand what is going on here. And so I realized I can combine my medical background with Reiki to help people. And that's when it started. And it was a slow process, like 6 months approximately after my mother's passing, this started happening. And I just realized, okay, this is who I meant to be. This is my life. And the more I did, the more I just started. I can't even put into words, but it was like I felt finally alive. I felt alive. I felt like this is who I am. This is my life. This is my journey. And I just continued doing it. And there were moments when I was in the medical field, when I was working in hospitals, and I was feeling drained. And then I would do Reiki, and then the world looked different. And and the more this kept happening, I started learning to develop a balance between the Western medicine and Reiki. And the more I did that, the more I realized. And even one of the clients who I wasn't even getting paid for Reiki at first. And one of my clients, she kept saying, "Why are you not getting paid for this? You're amazing at this." Like, okay. And that was just my motivator. That I needed to hear that, I guess. That was a boost of my self-esteem. And I realized, okay, if this, and I kept hearing that every time when I was doing Reiki on somebody, and I realized, okay, that's a sign from the universe. This is what I meant to do. And I remember the facilitator of this kept saying, "Ducey, I don't know why you're not getting paid for this. You are so damn good at it." And I thought, okay, this is okay. I mean, if that's not a sign from the universe, I don't know what is. So that's when it started. And I've been doing Reiki, and then I got trained in shamanism. And I have to say, there were moments where I thought, maybe I shouldn't do this. Maybe this is not right for me. And that's why I read, what's going on here? Why am I having these thoughts? And I realized, okay, I'm afraid of something that I'm not familiar with. And I would talk to my group, to my peers, and they would say, if you're afraid of it, find out why you're afraid of it and just try it. This is a journey. Look at it as a journey. Don't look at it, oh my God, I'm going to fail. Look at it as, just try it. See what happens. See where it brings you. And the more trainings I did, the more I learned about myself, and I realized this is amazing. I love this. Like, I was learning. I can't even explain it. To me, it was like, I mean, for anybody who went to college, like if you feel like you're in college and you feel like you're not finding the answers, I feel like I was finally finding the answer that nobody could explain to me in school. Like, I was finally getting the answer. I was finally figuring out who I was. And the more I learned about myself, the more I was able to heal my own wounds, my childhood wounds, the more I was able to understand what was happening in my family, what I witnessed. And I'm not sure if forgiving is the right word, but I made peace with the past. I made peace with my ancestors, with my parents, who were an interesting couple, for lack of better wording. And I just started understanding so much about them. And I had a complicated relationship with my late father, and doing all these healings, I was able to see him as who he was. Like, I would think, okay, this is what happened to him. He went through something. And I realized, okay, I forgive him now, but not in a religious sense. It's more like, okay, he made mistakes. I am my own person. I take responsibility for my own actions. He did things that he probably should not have done. That's not my problem. I'm living my life, and that's what matters. I love him. I love him for being my father. I love him for whatever he taught me. And that's it. I there are things that I don't agree with what he did, but he's his own person and I'm my own person. And you know what? Going through that journey helped me to understand my clients. And because, you know, the law of attraction happens a lot. Like, you attract people who are similar. They like your mirror. And that's what I experienced with my clients. I would have clients who had either toxic relationships with a guy or their father. And I would listen to them thinking, that sounds familiar every time. And so I would say, okay, this is what I'm hearing. And they would say, yes, exactly. And I said, okay, this is what I can help you with. This is how you can do this. And I would offer them a session. I say, okay, we can do Reiki to get clarity about what you need to look for. Or if they were having issues with, okay, how do I, they were afraid to make more money, for example. And I had financial issues growing up. Like, I witnessed how my father was treating finances. And I learned I'm a different person. I know what he didn't know. And so I'm helping my clients again. I help them. I tell them a little bit of my story and explain to them what I think makes sense to them. And their financial situation increases, their relationships improve, they have high experiences, their relationships with their mothers improve. It's like there's so many things happening. And it just, I can't really say, you know, I've been doing this for, I don't know, 7 years or more, and it just always brings me in awe. Like, every time when I have a client saying, thank you, Dusa, I don't know how you did this, but I'm talking to my mother again, or thank you. And it's just beautiful.
Beautiful story. Thank you for sharing that. You know, so a couple of things that I got out of that, you know, mm-hmm. for our audience that doesn't know what Reiki is, can you kind mm-hmm. of bridge that gap from going from Western medicine, how you what Reiki is mm-hmm. and how including it with your clients in Western medicine kind of bridge that gap sure. of a well-rounded treatment?
Sure. So the best way to describe it is Reiki is energy. So, I mean, the spiritual world or spiritual circles, for lack of better wording, we call it light energy from source. And when I, for example, do Reiki, for example, in person, I do this intuitively. And what I do is it depends on the client. So I either lay the hand on their forehead, either like close to their forehead, or I just like on top of it. Not even touching their forehead, depending on if they are sensitive to touch or not. And I just close my eyes and I pray my Reiki. I use a mantra, like a prayer that I use. And I ask the universe, I just ask, please help this person, da, 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 whatever their situation is. And I just imagine light. It's like, imagine yourself sunbathing, really. Imagine yourself sunbathing. You're on the beach, the sun is shining on you, and you feel this warm, fuzzy feeling or like a hug. That's how it feels. Like, whether, and it's either whether I'm doing remote healing or in person, it always feels like you're sunbathing, really. Yeah, or like a hug. I mean, because I say it like a hug because I had some clients say, I could have sworn you were hugging me. I can do that. Seriously. And I just imagine, like, I close my eyes and I imagine them. I imagine standing even in front of them. And I just, like, I don't know. You can imagine, like, Wonder Woman or any animated movie. And I just imagine light, like some white light or red light or whatever coming out of my hands and going to their body. And they immediately feel a tingling or something immediately. And I do the session, whether for 20 minutes, 45 minutes, depending on what they want or how much time they have. And after just one session, they immediately feel clarity. They have this knowing that everything's going to be okay. They have like a sense of purpose. Like, they have all this like aha moment. Like, oh, like, I remember I had the client saying, oh, I know what I have to do now. Or they would just have all these different insights. And what happens to me is I read their energy. And what I mean by that is, like, I do Reiki on the person, and then I like send this a message for them. Like I say, like I would tell this whoever it is, I would say, okay, I'm sensing that you are having a heart, like, did someone pass away, or did you, like, are you struggling right now with something? Like, do you have something on your heart? And they would say, yeah, how did you know that? I just, like, I just sensed it. I don't know where it's coming from. I just have this intuition. I'm able to sense it. And they're like, wow, yeah, you're right. And I mean, I had to brag, but it happens a lot. And like yesterday, I was working, I was doing a group healing for a couple of people, Reiki around the world, actually. And I was doing Reiki on a little girl yesterday. I didn't see her, but I worked with her before for some other healing. And her mother asked me if there was something, and I sent her daughter angel healing. And I immediately, after that, I knew that she was very sensitive to, let's say, how should I put this? Like, she was not somebody who really wants to talk openly about her family situation. So I, like, later sent her a message. Okay, so I would say, okay, I don't know what's going on in your daughter's life, but this is what I sensed. And she said, yep, that's exactly what's happening. Yep. So I just said, okay, so what I'm sensing, and this is what I suggest for her to do. Like, I gave her, like, guidance, like, horse riding or whatever it is, so she can relax. Something that helps her relax. And she said, okay, I'll do that. So it's like, it's not a prescription medication that I do, but I just offer them, like, okay, may I, like, I would either say, this is what I sense that you should do, or I would say, may I offer a suggestion? Because I really hate how some people say, okay, you have to do this and this and this. And I mean, I'm still in the medical field, and because I want to, like, have this balance. And the way the medical field works, for instance, like, you talk to the patient and you say, okay, this prescription is what you need. And prescriptions work, but they have side effects. Majority of the medication have side effects. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't take medication. Heck no. I'm never, ever going to say that. I have clients who take medications. However, Reiki helps where the medication stops. Because medication have side effects, they have limit. They don't do the whole thing. But Reiki continues where medication leaves off. And so I love it when I'm able to tell, when the client says, you know what, I want to combine Reiki with my medication. I say, okay, let's do it. And their life improves again. They are less depressed. I really can't. It's just so many things happen.
Oh, it sounds like it's more like connecting the patients mm-hmm. with truly their maybe their mental, emotional, and physical mm-hmm. self.
Absolutely.
More aware of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Absolutely.
So the other thing I heard from you, I think, was really good, that, you know, you kind of needed that permission mm-hmm. to really kind of make it a business modality for you. And just recognizing that, you know, sometimes we do, or, like, you know, it is a scary proposition to kind of go mm-hmm. out on your own, right? And start your mm-hmm, own thing.
Right.
I love that you mentioned that you've seen that as a permission, and you recognized it for what it was and said to yourself, well, why is it that I needed this, but let me take it and go somewhere with it. Mm-hmm. So I love that. And also, you know, we often share on this podcast, you know, the idea of the fear and embracing the fear and mm-hmm. embracing the failures that come along with starting something new, because that is truly as you would agree, I think, is how we really learn and grow and embrace mm-hmm. kind of that journey in and of itself, is going through that process. So I'm so glad that you were able to embrace that and really run with it and, you know, kind of find a way that it works really well with you in your life. So I must ask, are you still practicing then Western medicine as well? Or are you focusing just on the alternative modalities now?
I practice both right now. I get asked a lot when I'm leaving the medical field. probably in 10 years, but I'm not interested in leaving yet because there's so many changes happening in Western medicine. And I just, for me, I feel like if I leave the medical field now, I'm not going to be up to date on what's happening. And when I have a client, for example, who is struggling with connecting with their clients, whatever business they have, and they start talking about issues that's happening, like I will listen to them and they're talking about, for example, their health issues. And I want to be able to say, okay, this sounds like you have X, Y, and Z. Or I want to be able to say, okay, have you seen a doctor for that? And a lot of clients, they don't realize that sometimes when they're struggling with something, it can be medical related. And I want to be able to say, I'm in the medical field. So this is what I'm sensing. And I want to be able, like, for me, if I said, you know what, I have not been in the medical field for 20 years, so I don't know what's going on. Like, I don't want to do that. And I want to be able to say, you know what, or at least I want to be able to say, I left the medical field, let's say, last year. However, my sense is that you should also see a specialist for this, because what I'm doing for you, it will help you, but combined with Western medicine, you're going to do so much better. Because Reiki by itself is fantastic, but sometimes you need a combination of both. I mean, I'm a strong believer, and I have to say I'm also a science geek. I love science. It's my passion, and I don't know if I could explain it into scientifically how Reiki works. I really don't know if I can. Maybe if I start rapping, I don't know. But I love science. And I mean, I just believe that science, I mean, Reiki is part of metaphysics. And science, I just believe, I'm a strong believer that science and energy go hand in hand. Yeah. And they should be combined together. And it's just, I mean, separate. Everything is interconnected. Even in shamanism, I learned that everything is interconnected. Everything, the climate, plants. I mean, everything. The entire world. We're all connected with the animals, with the plants, with the climate. We're all interconnected, and that's affecting us mentally, physically, spiritually. And if you just do medicine by itself, it only brings you that far. And the same, you only do Reiki, but if you combine both, miracles happen.
Yeah, I know. I think it was Dr. Brad Nelson. I had read mm-hmm. His book, and I think he, you know, presents the idea that a lot of medical issues are interconnected with emotional mm-hmm. Issues as well. And just, yeah, so that connectivity that you talk about, I know he talks a lot about that in his book, in the way he heals as well. So thank you for sharing that. You know, one other thing I think would be worth talking about is, mm-hmm. you know, you kind of shared your story and had a rough upbringing, difficult mm-hmm. relationships with your parents. So, you know, this whole journey started for you as your mother passed away. And so sorry for that. Mm-hmm. So talk to us a little bit about where did you go to find your support system to grow in this entrepreneurial journey? Where did you look to, and how did you find those people to really help support you and build you up and move you forward?
That's just kind of a hard question. I think it started just by being around my group that did a lot of Reiki. Like, they inspired me. Like, I was in the medical field that time. I mean, I still am, but I was growing as well in the medical field. And I would say after a year or two of doing voluntary Reiki, each person on whom I did Reiki motivated me to become an entrepreneur. And they kept saying, you should do this, you should get paid for this, like, you should have your own thing. And I was thinking, okay, I probably should do this. However, I was not really able to think, okay, how do I actually do it? Like, where do I start? And then I decided to try it first on social media. I decided to join a group, a private group where I could do Reiki. And that's how it started. I started doing group healings, remote healings to people around the world. And I would say 2016, 17, the more I was doing, I started developing a small business. And I would have people reach out to me, like I would share stories, or I would just offer guidance to people. And at some point, people wanted to talk to me, like have a one-on-one session with me, because they wanted to share, they want to talk about their particular situation. And I noticed, okay, I'm having your clients who have a different cultural background. And I thought, okay, I can relate to this. Because I grew up I was born and raised in the US, but I had friends who were from different countries. And I was, like, as I mentioned at the beginning, I was introduced to their cultures. And I had clients who did not want to really, even in group events, they did not want to talk about personal situations, and they want one-on-one sessions. And that's how my business started growing. And at some point, I would say in 2018, I think, I started my Facebook page, to start growing my business. And at some point I started having a practice at my home, and it just went very slow. And I was thinking, should it be slow or should it be fast? And I was talking to different people. I would join entrepreneur groups, and I was talking to coaches, and they would say, okay, if we work together and within a month, you're going to have like 5, 10 clients. And I thought, I actually have right now 5 clients. And I just said, I'm enjoying what I'm doing. And it took me a while. Like, I would talk to different people, listen to their experiences. And it took me a while to realize, okay, this is how they do their business, but I don't want to rush my clients. I want to work with them, but it has to be chemistry related. When someone's reaching out to me, I want it to be because they are interested in my story, they're interested in what I'm saying, and they're thinking, like, it happens even today. I have people reaching out and say, I heard you're, like, they would say, I don't know, they would say, I saw you talking to somebody, or I was listening, and you know what, I want to work with you. Okay. Well, okay, let's have a conversation. And I love that. I love that I can connect with them. To me, that's very important. I want to be able to connect with them, to be able to just listen to them and give them the opportunity to be themselves. Because I often notice that in group events, like I do group sessions, but I notice that many of my clients, they sometimes feel uncomfortable because of their cultural differences. And so I say, okay, reach out to me and we'll have a private conversation. And that's like, that like opens the door for them. I can't even describe it. Like, they're like, I can talk to you. And probably, yes, you can. Yeah, it's okay. You can talk to me. And whatever you share with me, I'm going to listen. I'm not going to judge you. I get where you're coming from. And I will even share, like, okay. And I would even share with them a bit about my personal story with them. Something that I maybe didn't share with others, because either personal, because I know for different reasons. And they would say, oh, so you know what I'm talking about? Yes, I know what you're talking about. And I'm here for you. I understand you. And I'm here to help you. If you want me to just listen, I'm going to just listen. If you want a session with me? Great. Whatever, you're the client, you're the boss. We're going to do it. We're going to work. We're going to work as a team. And there's some magic in that conversation.
Well, yeah, it sounds like it's definitely a passion for you to just really mm-hmm. be able to connect and help your clients. Mm-hmm. So great for you. So I guess that leads into right into my next question I would have for mm-hmm. you is you obviously made a conscious decision to grow your company slow. Mm-hmm. And as you kind of tried to figure out how you wanted it to look. Uh-huh. So when you first started kind of on this journey and creating this small business, did you have like your big financial goal that you were aiming towards that you would want to share with us?
Honestly, I was thinking about having financial goal. Like, people would say, your financial goal should be like 10K, or your financial goal should be like 20K. And I thought, okay, I'm going to do that. However, the more I tried to like get to that goal, the more it felt, it just didn't feel right to me, and I couldn't figure out why. But then I realized, after working with some clients, I realized I want to have this goal. Like 10K is amazing. However, at the same time, I want to be able to connect with my clients. And so now I go to 10K. At the same time, I want to make sure that the clients I'm working with, that their energy, it's more about energy exchange. Like if they feel like they can, like if they feel like I get them, then it goes to 10K. If they say like, I'm not even, like when I connect with a client, I'm not even thinking about, okay, if I get this client, I'm going to get like 5K or something like that. I decided not to think that way. And it helps me personally. It helps me because I don't want to put pressure on this situation. I want them to feel that I really want to connect with them. When we connect, if they want to connect with me, if they want to work, then we can talk about money. But I just don't, it gives me the jitters, to be honest. Like I did that, like I tried to use strategies that I use at work when I'm in the medical field. For example, I don't even focus on, okay, I have 5 hours until I go home. I'm not even doing that. I just focus on, okay, what do I need to do to help these patients? How can I help them? And then after the day is over, then I'm thinking, wow, that was an interesting day. So I use that same strategy with my client. Like, huh, that was an interesting experience, huh? I think I learned from this client something. Or I just do self-reflection after doing the session, after getting the payment, after doing the contract or whatever, and decide, okay, this is how much you're going to pay me only afterwards.
So it sounds like your currency is maybe not necessarily dollars, mm-hmm. but more of connection and really truly helping your clients. Yeah. You know, I think that's a great perspective, knowing that what your purpose is and really mm-hmm. connecting with your clients. I think there is some authenticity there that I think there's a lot of lack in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. So kudos to you for that. So kind of as we finish this up, what is the one piece of advice you would give our audience as you found success and as they can find success as well?
When you have an idea and it really excites you, try it. Even if you're scared about something, just try it. Just dip your toe. Just imagine yourself dipping your toe into the ocean. And just try and see what happens.
Wonderful advice. Yeah. Thank you for sharing. And thank you so much for being on our show, Disha. We appreciate it. And as we depart, let's make sure that our audience knows how to find you. If anybody felt kind of that energy connection with mm-hmm. you and would like to work with you, where can they find you?
So you can find me on Instagram at Disha Lubovskaya, my full name. Spiritual life coach and mentor. You can also find me on Facebook, Disha's Miracle Energy Healing. And also I have a website, Disha's Miracle Reiki Healing as well. And I can also send them later on, like type them in an email or something, but that's where you can find me.
We'll make sure that all those links are in the podcast notes so that our audience can reach those. And find you and be able to, if they're seeking healing in their own life mm-hmm. and feel that they have a good connection with our conversation today, we hope that they'll reach out to you through those modalities as well. And again, thank you so much for joining us today. And thank you, our audience, for joining us as well on The Fundamental Entrepreneur. We are here to help you and share these stories with you to help encourage you on your own entrepreneurial journey. And as always, if you want to connect with us and find more about us, please visit our website at prosenic.com. That link will also be in the show notes, as well as on Facebook and Instagram, as we kind of share these stories with you and get input from you on how we can help you on your entrepreneurial journey. But until next time, we wish you all the success possible in your entrepreneurial journey.